boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh my God, I'm panicking right now.
Oh boy, already?
Isn't it more like it's too late already in the day to be panicking? Because normally it's earlier, I feel like.
Well, I think you already probably had a couple panics today.
Dude, I woke up in a panic. But I'm panicking about something with my body. Do you mind talking about our bodies?
Okay, go ahead.
It's not the talk, don't worry. I'm having a situation with my feet.
Oh.
I went shopping for new shoes this weekend because I felt like I deserved to get new gym shoes. Just because, you know, we've been working hard. I deserve them, right? So I wanted to treat myself to new gym shoes. And while I was there, I was trying on my normal shoe size, which is a 7, 7.5, depending on the day and how they feel. But that's normally what I shop for. Now I'm going through the shoes. Everything fits great. But then I look down and when you like, you know, move your toes, I noticed I was kind of far away from like the top of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, is this right? And they were like, no, you need to go down a size. I'm like, oh, okay. It's because I'm 7.5. So I went down to a 7. Nope. Got to go down even more. So I went down to a 6.5. No, you need to go down even more. Girl, I'm rocking a 6 right now.
Really?
We went from being a 7 to a 7.5 down to 6, a size 6. My feet are shrinking, Taylor, and I'm freaking out, which, you know, it sounds like a good thing because that means I can shop the kids section, which I do love because it's going to be cheaper.
That is the best hack ever.
I could get a My Little Pony shoe next time, which is exciting. But I'm panicking because I feel like there's something more to it than what I don't know. I feel like there's something to it. Obviously, something's happening that my feet are shrinking. I don't know what it is, but am I dying? I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. Either. What I will say is I think you have the better end of it. You'd rather your feet get smaller than way bigger, right? Like dainty little size. I feel like that's like a flex. Like, oh, I have tiny little feet.
I mean, that sounds cute, right? You're like, oh, wow, she's a size 6. That's so cute.
Can you imagine going from a 7 to like a 10? You'd be freaking out.
Well, yeah, that I would be freaking out. And I'm freaking out the opposite way, too. But you know what stinks is that everybody, all my friends are a size 8. I'm never going to get their shoes.
You sharing shoes often?
Well, yeah, and if they didn't want their shoes, I was hoping they'd give them to me.
Oh.
You're a 7.
Yeah, 7.5.
I'm not going to get your shoes anymore.
I wasn't offering. I have no shoes for you.
Oh, crap. Well, definitely can't get them now.
Yeah, definitely no. Sorry. So you were just talking about how you've noticed that your feet are shrinking.
A huge decrease, honestly. In like, I think a year, went from 7 to 7.5 all the way down to a size 6.
That is big. And I don't ever want to encourage anybody to do the whole WebMD thing because I've fallen down plenty of holes. I decided to do it for you.
Oh, dear Lord.
I went to Google because I'm like, why are your feet getting smaller? That seems strange. Is it old age? Like, I
figured it was that.
It's not. And I think,
means I'm dying then, isn't it? Because that's always what WebMD says.
For once, no.
Wow.
It's actually, I think you're going to think it's a positive thing. It's because you're losing weight.
No freaking way.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. When you lose weight, your feet shrink. Now, your bones aren't shrinking. I learned a lot over here, by the way, in the last 5 minutes. Your feet, your foot structure is the same, but it's like the swelling and the water weight of your feet go down as you lose weight. Why don't they advertise this more? You know, everybody talks about your waist getting smaller or your booty getting like more tight. Nobody talks about your feet getting smaller when you lose weight.
I have no idea. So wait, do if you gain weight, does your feet get bigger?
They'll swell. Yeah, I guess.
Huh. Oh my God, that makes a ton of sense because I've lost a lot of weight. That would be why I went down to a size 6.
It does make sense, but I never would have thought. Why isn't this in more infomercials?
I had no idea. They didn't teach me this in school.
Yeah, me either.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Oh boy, some feelings are getting hurt on the internet right now.
Is it going to be mine?
No, because I don't think you've done this yet.
Good.
There is a trend that I'm having a hard time understanding because you could not catch me dead doing this. But I have seen tons of people on TikTok taking a video of themselves asking, how old do I look?
You know what? I would like to know how old I look. So I should do this challenge.
It's crazy.
It's going to hurt my feelings. I already know it.
I feel like the comments, people are a little extra just for funsies. I think they're maybe a little extra mean. But what people are finding is Gen Z seems to look older than they are. And then a lot of people think millennials look younger than they are. I don't really know why. I don't know if it's... I feel like we've heard this for the last couple of years. Like, kids growing up, you're like, oh, you didn't have an awkward phase like we did. You just look older. So there's a lot of people who are asking, how old do I look? And they're getting their feelings hurt because they get answers that they don't like so much. I would be too scared to do this, to be honest. And I wish I could give you an answer, but I feel like I know you too well that I would be like,
dang it.
I don't know. I'd guess mid-20s probably. So I don't know what anybody else would say.
I can't ask you is because we're too close to each other. But I would do this. I would love to do this because I want to know how I look. Because I'm at the point right now where I'm very insecure. And let me tell you, because I'm 29 and you know this, I'm panicking about my 30s. I don't want to hit my 30s. I know they say 30, flirty, and thriving, right? I don't believe you one bit, okay?
Oh.
People always say your 20s are your worst years of your life. I'm thinking it's the opposite. I think you're lying to me. I think it's the 30s. And I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay, I've got two things that you could do instead of, if you don't want to post a video asking this, because again, TikTok comments are brutal.
I'm afraid they're going to say I'm in my 30s, and I don't want to hear that. I want to hear I'm like 21. That's what I want to hear.
Okay, so instead of posting a video like this, because I'm with you, too scary, you could go to a liquor store. That's always a good gauge of like, how young am I really looking? Are they going to card me or not? Or I feel like the other place that you maybe would get like clocked to be younger than you actually are is a school event, high school. Because if somebody mistakes you for a student, then you really are feeling good about yourself.
Dude, I would love that for that to happen.
I think you should give it a try.
There are times I've tried to buy alcohol and they don't even ID me. And I'm like, oh, crap.
God, I gotta go home to the retinol tonight.
But it's nice when they do ID you for a rated R movie and you're like, yeah.
It's the little things.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So yesterday I told you that I was an inch away from my own death this weekend.
Yeah, you almost got whacked in the head by a falling vase.
Yes. Had I not moved one inch, probably would have been the end of me.
I mean, yeah, that's like a kind of a crazy experience.
But I'm kind of wondering if the... I don't know, chance of you dying comes in threes, just like celebrity deaths do. I don't know. But I had another moment of possibly dying today again.
So this is strike number two?
Strike number two. I'm nervous for strike number three, Taylor.
Okay, what? Where? Did I see this happen today?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm like, I didn't notice if you did.
So I told you there's a lot of construction going on near my neck of the woods, right?
Yeah.
And I have to kind of walk around all of it to like get to my car and stuff, which kind of stinks. Whatever. I do appreciate their work. However, the guy who is doing construction wasn't really paying attention.
Okay.
And that's okay. He was really into his work. I get it. I don't know what the machine is called, but I think it's called a bulldozer. What?
I don't know. Okay, I'm picturing...
Isn't that the one with the claw and it's like digging up stuff? What's the one with the claw that like digs up like dirt and
stuff?
Dude,
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, the one that like, yeah, that digs...
Digging up dirt.
Yeah, it's got the claw, can dig up dirt, and then he can like turn around and put it in the big old truck.
Did you get scooped up?
No. But what happened was I needed to get to my car.
Okay.
And the only way I could go, literally the only way, was between that machinery, I don't know, and the truck.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only way I could get through. I'm kidding you. There was no other way to get through. So I had to go in between. And he looked like he was busy just playing with the dirt. So I tried to go through in between.
Okay.
And that's when he decides it's time to move the dirt to the truck. And he comes whooshing it around. And it about fell on my head.
The dirt?
Well, everything.
You almost got dumped on?
I almost got dumped on.
Okay, hang on now. Let me clear up this picture. He almost dumped it on you, or he almost whacked you in the head with the scooper?
Both. The whacker almost hit me, and two.
It's not a whacker.
I don't know what it's
the
called.
Scooper.
The scooper. The scooper. I don't know. That thingy almost hit me, but also I almost got just piled on by dirt. Again, my fault probably, but also he should be paying attention. It's both of our faults. He ended up realizing, oh my God, there's a human there. My bad. And stopped. But I was another inch away from my death.
I don't think having dirt poured on your head would have killed you.
Yeah, but the thing, that whacker thingy majigger. The scooper would have killed me probably.
I don't know. I'm like kind of sad it didn't happen.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
He was swinging that pretty hard.
Would have been kind of funny.
If I died from it?
No. If you would have got dirt dumped on your head, I would have laughed.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Remember when you were a kid? Wrong music.
Whoa.
What was your childhood like?
Oh my gosh, that was intense.
I had a rough childhood.
Okay. Oh. 4196, you can say, oh, what? What? I just had a moment, I'm sorry. 4196.
Tonight's trivia question.
Dude, your mic's off.
Why do I do that every time?
I'm just concerned that you didn't even notice. You just were going to go with it. Like nobody could hear you.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's been a long day, Taylor.
I love having artificial intelligence.
Blooper.
Because I'm stupid, clearly.
Well, this is kind of cute and romantic. Mindy said, because we asked, where's your prom date now?
Mm-hmm.
Married and live in Texas. Oh, wait, I thought that meant like they were married.
Jeez, I don't think they're married. I think Mindy's saying that the date is married.
I read that. I'm so sorry, Mindy. I hope you're doing well. I read that so wrong.
Oh, God.
So we just got wrapped. Looper.
We wrapped up Dear Destiny.
Thank you. We just got done wrapping up Dear Destiny.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day? Like every day? It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9. There's no book on how to adult. So this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes you go to your mom for advice or your friends, and sometimes you can't go to any of them because it's that big of an issue that you're like, I can't expose myself to them.
No.
That is what today's problem is, because we're kind of tiptoeing the girl code line. So I'm sure this girl could not go to her friends.
Nope.
Because that's who it's about. And here's her problem.
Dear Destiny, my best friend has been talking to a new guy that I'm totally crushing over. They aren't anything serious at this point, but I can hardly make eye contact with him because he's so hot. Do I make a move or let it go? What should I do?
Whoa.
She can't go to her, obviously. She's trying to figure out what's going on.
Sometimes you should give me a warning before we air these things. Because that was deep.
Juicy.
Yeah. Here, what would I do? You know what? I think we should do a thumb war.
A thumb war?
Yeah, whoever wins gets the guy. Now, here's what I think, though. Because I suck at thumb wars. That if you lose, best of two. And then if you lose again, best of three, you know, until you finally win. But it's a thumb war. Or you could do like rock, paper, scissors or something.
Okay.
Best of three.
To compete for the man.
Yeah. And then eventually, you know, like, okay, rock, paper, scissors. Oh, crap. I lost. Best of two, you know, and just keep going until you finally win or something.
Okay.
Yeah. That seems professional enough.
All right. You rig it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we want to hear from you. If you're not into the thumb war situation, what would you do if you were absolutely crushing and thirsting over your friend's new situationship? Would you make a move on him? Would you tell her? Give us your best advice.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's never pretty when you and your friend have the same crush.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been, dealing with this afternoon, because we got an email to those girls at KZIA.com of a gal who is in a bit of a pickle because her bestie girl has a new man in her life. Nothing official, but she has a crush on him. She thinks he's hot. She's like, do I make a move? They're not even that serious. So would it be the end of the world if I did? Do I ignore it? Do I tell her? Like, what do I do in this situation?
I'm thinking make it easy on yourself. And you could just do like a thumb war or rock, paper, scissors just to see who wins. And who wins gets the man.
I mean,
that's what I think.
It sounds like at least there's some rules there. Looking at our Facebook page, Natasha votes let it go. Chelsea, I think, has an interesting idea. She said, tell your friend and let it go, which I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Why would you tell her and then let it go?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe to like get it off your conscience or something. Then I don't know.
Write it in your diary.
Oh, well. Maybe she doesn't have a diary.
Well, then that's what I do, is I write fake emails and then hope to God I don't actually send them.
That's a good idea, actually.
Don't read my drafts. Ever.
I'm just so curious now.
Jill sent in an email and she said, I'd make a move.
Really?
Jill's just going to go for it.
Jill. honestly, go off.
Queen.
But I'm scared.
It's time for a Taylor Window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think we need to invest in some binoculars.
Ooh, what are you seeing?
Well, you're not going to like this.
Is it a freaking crow again?
No. No crows. I'm a little nervous. I'm looking out the window extra hard today because I saw on the internet that cicadas have been spotted hatching.
No, you can just shut up right now. You don't need to talk anymore. You're good. We'll turn your microphone off.
Hello? Oh! How rude. No, I saw on the internet that apparently...
My friend lives in Missouri, and they are talking about how like it is bad. Like, they don't even want to get out of their cars to go to work.
Oh, I've seen videos like that, and it can't happen here. It cannot.
No, I hate cicadas. Where are they at? What do you see?
Well, I saw on the internet...
No, stop it.
They were.
I'm going to turn your microphone off.
You asked.
Keep going. I'll just turn it off when you annoy me.
They've been spotted hatching in Cedar Rapids, apparently.
Where?
She asks and she doesn't let me answer.
You're just annoying me right now.
Northeast side.
Oh, good. I don't live on the northeast side.
So don't mind me. I'm looking close over here.
Losers!
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't bring them over here. Keep them on your side.
Stay on your side. Yeah, so I'm going to be staring out the window the rest of the afternoon so that I can make sure if I see one, I got to go.
If you see one, say something. Like the TSA.
I'm running out. You're on your own.
And just remember, if you bring them up again, I am turning off your microphone.
That's fine. I'm done.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I have to bring something up that may be disturbing to some, but Destiny, I think you're going to be excited about it.
Yeah! What is it? I'm already excited. I know.
I love the enthusiasm. Side parts are making a good comeback.
Yeah!
I feel like...
Do you want me to scream again?
No, please don't. You've been waiting for this ever since there was like Gen Z saying it was uncool to have a side part. You immediately were like, I don't care.
Yeah, I never cared. I tried to do the middle part one time and I look like a doofus, so I'm ready for it to come back.
Here's the thing. I feel like I've been seeing it on TikTok more that there's some like... of my favorite influencers that have been rocking the side part. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing it on red carpets a little bit more. I saw Selena Gomez with the side part. I saw Rihanna with the side part. Olivia Rodrigo, Zendaya, like all the hot girls are wearing the side part. So now Gen Z is like, is this something we try mm-hmm. or not? And I feel slightly annoyed by this.
I know you do. I don't care that you are mad.
You never let it go. You never let the side part go. Let me tell you why I'm annoyed and frustrated. Because I did have a side part, okay? I participated in all probably halfway through college, and then the middle part came in, and I trained my hair to do the middle part, and it was a weird adjustment where you're like, oh, this makes my face look weird, but everybody else is doing it. I'll just like grow through it. Now I like the middle part on myself, and I'm used to it, that I have tried to do a side part in the privacy of my own bathroom, and now I think that makes my face look weird. I can't keep doing this to myself. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't keep going back and forth.
I can't keep going back and forth. It makes me feel like my face is lopsided.
Oh, I get that. I get that. And by the time, honestly, you finally get your bangs to figure it out, they're going to switch their opinion on it again.
That's what I'm saying. So
it takes forever to train your bangs.
I don't know. I don't want to make any rash decisions. I don't know if I can hop on this, to be honest.
I've already hopped on, and do you want to know my personal opinion about it?
Sure.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I have
been waiting.
If anybody was going to be happy, it was going to be you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Imagine this, Taylor. Just one hiccup making you $20.
That'd be pretty sweet. Can I like push this off until right before dinner time? Because I get the hiccups when I'm hungry.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know. I get them when I'm hungry and then when I eat too fast.
I did not know that. That's kind of cool.
And when I drink too many White Claws.
Well, that's perfect. I'm glad you know how to give yourself hiccups because you could be making yourself money off of this. So what happened was, right before bed, laying in bed, neighbor man starts getting hiccups. And I start laughing. I'm like, are you really getting the hiccups right now?
He's weird, like, timing.
I know. Like, we're about to fall asleep. And he goes, yeah, I am. I kid you not. It's like the yawning effect.
Mm.
2 minutes later, I start getting the hiccups.
Weird.
Which I've never seen that before ever happen. It's like when one person yawns, then you yawn, yeah. You know? But then after he got done hiccuping, I started hiccuping. I'm like, what did we have for dinner? Like,
yeah, that's very odd.
Why am I hiccuping now? My hiccups wouldn't stop, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They went on for like 15 minutes, Taylor. It was to the point that I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Can this stop?
Please help me.
Please help me. And I did all the things that you were supposed to do. I counted to 100. I held my breath. Nothing was working. So it was getting to the point that he was like, you know what my teachers used to do in school is they would be like, I bet you extra recess if you can hiccup right now.
I think I had a teacher that did that
really?
Too. Maybe now that you say that.
Are you serious? That's cool. I never had anybody like that. So he was like starting to bet me things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, I bet you $20 you can't hiccup right now. Sure enough, I hiccuped. So I just got myself $20, although he hasn't paid up yet. So I'm a little frustrated with that.
Oh.
So then I was like, all right, well, how much further can we go with this? So I started betting some things. I'm like, all right, I bet this. I'll hiccup if this, you know? Then he did this. He said, I bet you an unlimited shopping spree at Home Goods. I will buy whatever you want on a Saturday if you can hiccup right now. Guess what happened?
You hiccuped.
I did. And now he's saying he doesn't owe me it. He's like, I think you might have just hiccuped for your benefit. I'm thinking you need to pay up, sir.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to do. Like, I feel like it's hard to make a fake hiccup sound real.
Right.
Most of the time you can tell if somebody's faking it.
100%.
So I think he could have called you out. Like, if you were faking it, he probably would have known.
Right. And when he even bet that, I was still going even after that for a solid 5 more minutes. So I think I would have given up the act. I've already gotten what I wanted, an unlimited shopping spree at Home Goods. I'm wondering, does he owe me it? Because he's thinking he don't.
I mean, yeah. Why would you go around betting stuff that you don't mean?
If you don't, if you can't own it, don't do it. I would never bet $1 million and not do it unless I know I'm going to win or if I had $1 million. I ain't got $1 million and I didn't think I was going to win. I'm not going to bet that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I do think that he kind of dug himself a hole and now It's leading him straight
to HomeGoods.
It's back. And I did not ask for this.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly that. There was a time, a month, couple months ago, that you had an item in your possession that you were trying to get rid of. And now I'm in the exact same boat. I do not want this item. And this item is a pull-up bar.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's back. The return of the pull-up bar. It's the weirdest remix ever.
It's return of the pull-up bar.
Oh my God, no.
It's gonna be the summer song, baby.
No, if anybody wants to take it off my hands, please hit me up. No.
Or hit or whip it at this point.
Honestly, whack me over the head. Literally, my boyfriend has a pull-up bar, as many dudes our age seem to have in their homes.
Neighborman had one, and thank God I was able to get rid of it.
Oh, God. And then you, like, move in with them, and then they bring their pull-up bar. So that's exactly what's happened in my current residency, okay? He moved in with me to my apartment that I've been living in for, I don't know, 3 years, and he brought this pull-up bar. Mm-hmm. And the pull-up bar has been hanging on his door frame of his room. Fine. Whatever. We're getting ready to move later this summer. And we've been talking about how we're going to decorate the place, right? I really want to, like, make it homey because we're going from apartment to townhome. And last night he noticed on his pull-up bar, there's a little bit of damage, okay? The foam. Uh-huh.
Yeah!
Uh-huh. Oh, I got so excited. He's like, all the, like, foam, like, grippy part is a little tore up because he likes to let the cat scratch at it. His own fault, okay? He's like, oh, it's like a little bit damaged. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, darn.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? We're probably going to have to get rid of it. And he just looked at me like I was crazy. I don't want to get rid of it. He was like, oh, well, can we at least, like, talk about how that's not going to be hanging up at the new place?
No.
He's like, well, like, yeah, I don't need to, like, hang it up upstairs. I was like, I'm talking about downstairs, too. It's not going to hang up downstairs.
No.
You can put it in a closet and hang it up when you're going to use it. And guess what?
It comes right back down.
Well, I don't even know that it's ever going to make it out of the closet. Because realistically, he's not doing a lot of pull-ups on there. The cat's doing more pull-ups on there.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, do I dispose of it and let it go missing so we don't even have to have this conversation again?
Mm-hmm.
Do we, you know, air quote, lose it in the move?
Ooh.
Or
that's a good idea.
How do I ensure that I don't have to look at this thing anymore?
Two things that are bothering me. Number one, he's got a gym membership with you. Why does he need a pull-up bar?
I know.
Just go to the gym, bro.
And he does. And I've seen him do pull-ups at the gym, actually, now that you mentioned that. So
you don't need the bar. You buy a gym.
Exactly right.
Number two, I'm thinking, you give me some money. $20. I'm not asking for a lot.
What?
Hold up. Just let me give you my idea. $20 or, I don't know, buy me an ice lunch. I don't care. You give me your key to your place. Tell me when he's not there.
You steal it.
No, I'm thinking I fake a robbery.
Well, now I'm concerned.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. What I do is I knock some things over. What are you looking at me for? I knock some things over, make it look like you guys got robbed, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, like what robbers do. And then I steal the pull-up bar. But then when you guys are looking, you'll be like, oh, the robbers didn't take anything. And he'll just never notice that they didn't take the pull-up bar.
And then what are you going to do with the pull-up bar?
Well, I'll find somewhere to get rid of it. That is when I will get rid of it.
Oh, God. Going to bury it?
In a cemetery.
Okay,
with
now
a tombstone and everything. Dearly beloved.
That's no, I think that's a wedding that they say that. Not the same.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.